haven't got a chance to. I don't know Bob very well at all. I've only like seen your band once, I think, and we're talking this afternoon. He told me that he was writing now mostly for the band. Do you ever try to fill slots that are missing in your show with
sure, yeah, all the time.
And is that you find that that's different where you used to write, or?
Yeah, I guess so, because I used to write just whatever I pretty much still write whatever I feel like. But there are times when we need a certain type of song, so I'll try to sit down and write it. Sure.
Did you get a chance, like you get like a mental note during the show that a song you could go to next would be interesting if you could just write that and then guess somebody to try to work on it, or is it?
Yeah, I guess when I'm on stage, it's hard to think about things like that. Occasionally, yeah. Usually, I'm just thinking about, what are the lyrics to this next song here? But yeah, occasionally, I think more when I'm off, when we're making, you know, when we're trying to do another set list, if we're doing three or four sets at a festival, and we say, boy, it'd be nice to have another song that could fit in this slot or something. Sure, I'll try.
Did you ever classify them? Like, I go up to when I was, everything it's been recorded by other bands. I don't have a band, and never recorded anything. So I'll go up to bands and they'll say, well, like Julianne, write one just like Julianne. I said, okay. Yeah, I can walk away with all the intentions of writing that song, but it never happened.
Well, you know what I usually find is when I'm trying to write for a certain slot, sometimes like that certain tempo or something, a lot of times after I start writing it, it turns into something completely different.
Yeah.
You know, and so then I'll have to start over again, but hopefully what I started with the first time will end up useful for something else. Yeah.
One of Larry's biggest songs was Highway 40 Blues, Ricky Skaggs recorded. And I think it was a break song for him too. I wonder what sort of broke him in.
It's the first song I ever had recorded.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're pretty encouraged after that, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, they, Ricky and I grew up together, and we kind of lost contact with each other while I was in the Navy. And when I got back home, he was playing with J.D. Crow, so I was in college, so I was going down there to see him a lot, you know, and I'd written these things in the meantime. And he told me if he ever got a record deal one day that he was going to do some of these songs, you know, and we sort of both had kind of a good laugh about that. But he did that, and then they sent me an album, and it had my name on it. You know, it was like,
whoa. You didn't know they recorded it?
No, I did know they recorded it, but I'd never seen my name on a record before. And it was like a wonderful thing. And then he called me about, now I'd be terrified, but he called me about 9 months later and told me it was going to be a single record on the radio. And I said, well, that'd be nice to hear my song on the radio. I didn't know it meant a lot more money and stuff because I didn't know nothing about the music business, you know. So that was an easy song to do. I mean, it was, I don't know how to describe that song really. That was sort of like I was holding the pencil. I think that came from somewhere else. I had the melody first for all you melody people. I've been singing it for a long time, and it just really one night way late, 2 or 2:30 in the morning as I was coming home from a gig, manifested itself in a road sign that was 40, which was a little round Kentucky 40 that ran between Paintsville and Inez, Kentucky. And most people thereafter thought it was Interstate 40, which luckily for me, that was the luck, because I didn't even know anything about Interstate 40. But that's how that all came about. So it was just one of those things. It was a gift. It really was.
Good article on your band in this month's Bluegrass Unlimited. And
oh, Brett Devin, a wonderful writer, did that on us. And, you know, I appreciate you mentioning it. I thought it was well written.
And talks a lot about Glenn Duncan.
Yeah, Glenn's a great fiddle player. And we got some good boys in that band now, you know.
Yep.
We're getting out and working and having a good time. So.
Want to play another one?
Sure. What do y'all want to hear? Y'all want to hear a hit song or something I think's going to be a hit?
Yeah, something's going to be a hit.
Wait a minute. Yeah. A hit song?
Hit song.
Already been a hit song? Something I think's going to be a hit. Yeah. All right. Sandy Kershaw is going to do his thing in October, so. It's on our new album also, so, which will be out August the 9th. Ahead of his. And